Knowledge Products presents Science and Discovery, narrated by Edward Newman. This is on a new understanding of the atom.
The concept of the atom is one of the most basic ideas in science. Atoms are invisible to the naked eye, but our theories about atomic structure have had vast implications for the way we live, work, and play. The 20th century is known as the atomic age. To mention the word atomic invokes images of Albert Einstein, sophisticated power plants, and nuclear bombs. Splitting the nucleus of an atom produces an amount of energy so vast that it stuns our imagination. Atomic reactions are still mysterious to most non-scientists, and this topic is often approached with apprehension, though it has not always been so. The discoveries of the early 20th century were regarded optimistically by most observers, but this optimism was shaken when the first atomic bomb exploded in 1945. Atomic science has since shaped geopolitics in a profound way. Many billions of watts of energy have been produced by nuclear power plants throughout the world. Most have been built and operated without accident, though disasters like the explosion at Russia's Chernobyl nuclear plant have seized and frightened the public mind. Nuclear power remains a controversial and divisive issue in public debates. But unlocking the atom has had far broader consequences than weapons and energy alone. New medical technologies such as chemotherapy and biotechnology depend on atomic science. Sophisticated imaging techniques have expanded on the X-ray, which itself was an early marvel of atomic science. Space travel and submarines use atomic technology. The electronics industry is now built on semiconductors, a technology produced by our understanding of the atom. Many of the wonders of our modern world have been produced by atomic science, as have some of its ills. Philosophers and scientists have speculated for more than 2,000 years about the basic structure of the physical world. To appreciate modern atomic science, it's necessary to understand the long tradition of atomism. There obviously have been many improvements on early speculations, but as we'll see, in some ways, we're discovering that the ancients had it right in the beginning. The atomic theory of matter was enunciated as early as the 5th century BC by Leucippus of Miletus. His theory was extended and developed by Democritus of Abdera. It appears that Leucippus had been responding to some problems about change and motion that had been proposed by Parmenides of Elea. As Aristotle's disciple Theophrastus tells us,
Leucippus posited innumerable elements in perpetual motion, namely the atoms, and held that the number of their shapes was infinite, on the ground that there was no reason why any atom should be of one shape rather than another. For he observed, too, that coming into being and change are incessant in the world. The nature of atoms he supposed to be compact and full. That, he said, was being, and it moved in the void, which he called not being, and held to exist no less than being. In the same way, his associate, Democritus of Abdera, posited as principles the full and the void.
Aristotle later explained how and why Democritus believed the atoms are able to stick together.
The reason he gives for atoms staying together for a while is the intertwining and mutual hold of the primary bodies. For some of them are angular, some hooked, some concave, some convex, and indeed with countless other differences. So he thinks they cling to each other and stay together until such time as some stronger necessity comes from the surrounding and shakes and scatters them apart.
Thus, in the 5th century B.C., there already was an astonishingly sophisticated version of what we now call the atomic theory of matter. This atomic theory was widely discussed among pre-Christian